You're listening to the Island Fish Podcast with your host, the man who farts success, Mr. AJ Grimaldo.
Fish Podcast. As always, I am your host, AJ Grimaldo, and I'm joined by the Island Fish crew, Chris and Courtney. How are you wonderful people doing today?
I'm good. I'm sunburnt, but good.
I'm good.
Courtney, you sound tired. Chris, you also sound tired.
I had a long day of not doing much.
To lift up the energy, I need y'all to be at a 10. You're at like a 0.5 right now.
Are you gonna be like that DJ that was on Tosh? He's like, all right, but it's like a 7.5 now. We gotta get it to a 10. Oh, y'all up to an 8.2. Am I the only one that saw that? It's like in somebody's basement.
Yeah, that's the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. I've had a very busy day. I started working at 6 this morning. And then I had to go to my 3-month LASIK follow-up. And then I had to go for my fingerprints. And then I had to work some more. And then I had to go swap out my laptop. So I've had a very busy day.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
I ate mac and cheese and took a nap.
Must be fucking nice.
Must be fucking nice, Chris.
It was. That short rib mac and cheese, I recommend it.
I haven't been back since I went that first time.
I still haven't been. Maybe that's what I'll do tomorrow for... Oh, no, not tomorrow. Maybe we'll do that for Friday for dinner. Seeing how I have not been there yet. It should be a priority. Because your boy loves mac and cheese.
It's quite good.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm tired, too. It's been a long day. We had one of our people call out at the front desk. So it was just me and another girl dealing with the swarms of patients. So... hopefully we do not sound too tired for those listening to this. We'll try to keep the energy up.
Yeah, Deb and Mark, we apologize in advance.
Yeah, just wait until they make me mad with Reddit.
Well, I'm glad everyone, you know, at least had a good day, so to speak. Nothing too bad, it seems like, on everyone's end.
I just wish my laptop would work. I just got it 3 weeks ago. I don't know why it's such a pain in the butt. It's kind of annoying, but that's fine.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in?
I spent 2 hours with the IT guy, restarted it about a dozen times. So yes. Yes, I did. And that was last week.
They're probably like, fuck this, I'm just going to give you a brand new one.
I wish they would, but they're not. Not yet, anyway.
That kind of sucks. Like, you think they'd be like, nah, fam, we got you. Here's a new laptop. Don't worry about it.
Considering they're switching everyone else over to this new kind of they're switching everyone over to the HPs, and they handed me an old Dell when I started.
I was like, yuck.
What is this? Everyone else is getting fancy HPs. Why can't I just have one of those? But I guess they're having problems with those, too. So it seems like I'm screwed either way.
Yeah, it seems... seems par for the course with any sort of business that hands out laptops and stuff.
I was really hoping you were just going to say a Dell instead of an old Dell, so I could just start belting out Adele songs, but that's fine.
Well, thank you everyone for listening to the Island Fish Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Sorry to disappoint, Chris.
Next time, just work on better setups for me.
No. Because then you didn't get the opportunity to talk over me. Oh.
We're what, 2 minutes into recording? I'll have plenty of chances to talk over you.
I know, I am aware.
The night is still young. There's plenty of chances.
So I know for sure, AJ. So you have like little cartoon bubbles of the three of us and like a speech bubble cut out of Courtney's and just a bigger one cut out of my mouth that covers her speech bubble.
I don't hate that idea. It's actually working on a couple designs before we popped on to record, and it's funny, I was thinking about doing like a Three Musketeers type one, so I kind of have that started, and also I kind of did a like a Three Little Fishes thing. I can show you that one a little bit. I'll post that in our little group chat. But yeah, slowly but surely. It's kind of weird though, because this time I'm using like my iPad and Procreate instead of using my Android phone when I had it and whatever app I was using to design on there. So it doesn't have all like the bells and whistles. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know if either of you have ever used Procreate or even know what that is.
Well, I know what Procreation is.
No, we're not bougie like you. We've stuck to our Android world.
Well, yeah. Anywho,
yeah, we're not traitors.
Anyhow, it's a cool program. It's kind of like Photoshop, maybe Illustrator. Not really sure, but it's fun. But it's just it's different because I'm not too familiar with it, and I was using the Android one for so long to do like our merch design and stuff. So it's definitely, there's a little bit of a learning curve, but I like it a little bit better because you can like just drag the colors if you want to color something in and drop it in.
Fanboy.
That makes me happy.
I've seen people do that on the TikTok.
Yeah, they're like crazy good. Me, I'm just drawing stuff and it's like, well, this looks like shit. Definitely we'll have some stuff hopefully soon. I want to have something up this week, so I might do like just a little generic 10-year anniversary thing. Probably with like our regular logo and just like 10 years or something on the bottom. I know you were talking about having like a giant X or something.
Yeah, or even if you did the 10, just put the Island Fish logo inside the zero.
Ooh, that's true too. I didn't think about that. Soon things will be popping up on the store.
You could have like the microphone be the one, and then inside the circle will be the Island Fish thing, and then it's a 10 years, the Island Fish, or something like that.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all.
I can't design shit. I'm just the idea man. So if you can turn my words into art, then more power to you.
Well, I will try. There's no promises because, again, still a little bit of a learning curve, still learning. I did buy some new tips for my Apple Pen. So hopefully that will make things a little easier, too.
Oh, bougie. Apple Pen, iPad. Wow.
Yeah, so bougie. So bougie.
Apple Pen, anyway. iPad, crippling debt. They all go right into it.
Well, if you want to support my crippling debt, make sure you go to the islandfishmerch.com and grab all these wonderful new merch ideas that will eventually be up there. And remember, still got a limited time to get some of the old stuff. It is disappearing. I've already removed a few things from the store. So if you want to get something, you better make it quick because they are slowly going into the Island Fish vault, like the Disney vault, just not as cool.
Are you just setting that up so then that way, like, people will miss a couple designs and you're just going to randomly release like from the vault collection, try to drive up sales?
You know, that wasn't my idea, but now that you say it, going into the idea basket.
Better than the good story basket.
This is why I don't set you up for things.
I did visit my old stomping grounds today for lunch. I didn't feel like going to the Essex Hannaford, so I stopped at Williston and said hi to everybody.
I was so happy to not work today.
It looked like a shit show.
Oh, was it busy?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so first part of the month, so.
Yeah, it's the second.
As everybody doing their shopping.
I mean, Courtney, it's Sunday, maybe.
That's why I said, as of recording.
I mean, it's fine. We can break the fourth wall here. It is currently the second while we're recording.
We've alluded to it every episode we've done. That is usually Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
See, no one listens to me. I said it was the second as of recording. I already,
Did you hear something, Chris?
I hate all of you so much. I just want you to know that.
That's an AJ original bit that he does to me all the time, where I'll say something, then like 5 minutes later, say pretty much the exact same thing, and then either pretend he didn't hear me or he's just deaf.
Yes. Well, I am pretty sure I'm losing my hearing, so there's an ounce of truth in there.
Well, now's the time to switch over to work in an ear care place so they can get you free hearing aids.
Maybe I'll work on one during the weekends.
I'm sure there's a connected network they can, or they even discount at least.
Well, I saw one. I think there's one in Essex, like near, where was it? Kind of like near the, like the banks and stuff, I want to say, but don't quote me on that.
There are a lot of banks in Essex. You're going to have to be a little bit more specific.
That's why I said don't quote me on it, because that's as specific as I can get.
And I haven't been to any kind of doctor in 16 years, give or take. I think 2007, like right before I turned 18, was the last time I went to the doctor. I just pretend that there's nothing wrong.
How's that working out for you?
I'm not dead yet, so I mean, I got that going for me.
I think I went in December. Was it December that I got really sick? I had like a sinus infection, a pink eye at the same time.
Gross.
Yeah. Oh, I had a really bad cold too. So she prescribed me, like, I walked in just wanting eye drops, and I left with like 4 prescriptions. I was like, I just needed eye drops.
But the last prescription I got was Vicodin when I had my wisdom teeth out.
Well, the last prescription I got was the make me sleepy and take all the pain away meds after my LASIK in May, which actually I just brought my extra tabs back to Hanny's last week.
Nice.
I just want some of those for life. The extra sleep made the pain go away tabs.
There's a Pam.
Just something that'll put me in a coma for a little while. That's all I'm shooting for.
Who hurt you, Chris? Who hurt you?
Life.
Yeah, there's a list.
Oh, so I haven't told you guys, but guess my grandma has scoliosis.
Did she just get it, or has she had it and they just diagnosed her?
I guess they just diagnosed her. She went to the doctor, want to say Monday?
I'm going to say it doesn't happen overnight, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people are born with it, and since she's older, they might not have diagnosed it when she was younger, and then they just kind of, other doctors assume that she knew she had it, and then one's like, do you know you have that, right? And she's like, no. It's like, oh, surprise.
No, I don't think it's something that she had growing up. I think it's a relatively new thing.
Happens to a lot of older people.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to get, like, old. I think 75 is a good cutoff, and then it's time to say goodbye. I'm pretty sure we've had this talk on here before. I just don't want to be a burden to any of my loved ones. So if I can go before that, I'll be happy.
I was talking to one of my coworkers kind of about this the other day. It's like, it's kind of, I wouldn't say funny, but it's interesting how like the roles reverse. Like, you know, your parents take care of you when you're younger. And then like when you're older, you kind of rely on your children to take care of you. So it's like payback time, motherfuckers. Now I get to be the baby.
Oh.
It's true. I mean, you poop your pants. You throw up a lot. You don't talk too well.
You really do just hit a certain age and then you start turning into Benjamin Button and then you start going back into kid age. You don't understand technology. You have to eat soft foods. Yeah, really, you do turn into a baby.
And like, I'm not trying to be like ageist or anything, but it's interesting to see the parallels, if that makes sense.
It's just a stage of life, and I would prefer not to get to that point, but we'll see. If I keep avoiding the doctor, I won't have to worry about it.
Oh, man. This episode is sponsored by Dr. Aday.
I mean, my dad avoided going to the doctor for a long time. He was real healthy until they found out I had leukemia, then all of a sudden was less healthy. So I'll just avoid for another like 30 years and then I'll deal with medical stuff after that. It's fine. It's fine.
Hey, hey, hey. I mean, although I can't talk, I went in December. That was the first time in several years that I had been, and I haven't been back since. So I was there only. I needed eye drops.
I feel like girls go more than guys do anyway, the doctor, because there's more specialist for lady bits and stuff like that that girls have to watch out for.
Yes.
Guys don't really have to go until they're 40 and then get the old finger in the butt.
Actually, did I go? That's a good point. I'll have to. I may be coming up for my annual. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Can't remember.
Kind of tying it back to, like, I definitely am someone who puts off going to the doctor as well. I recently got a phone call saying, hey, AJ, we haven't seen you in a little bit. I should come in. I'm like, I don't think I will.
My doctor's retired a while ago. I have to find one.
So you're like a free agent now. You're like, all right, I can play the field.
It's just a lot of, well, last time I went, I was still seeing my pediatrician. So I've yet to see an adult doctor.
Makes you feel better, dude. I'm still seeing the doctor I've had since I was a little kid. So
fucking Ross on Friends. Also, you don't get the reference. Courtney may get the reference.
I get it. Yes, I get it.
Okay. Well, I know you've seen it, but you're not as involved in the lore as I am with it. So
I've seen it a couple of times. I'm just not, you know, obsessed with it like you.
Oh, which is weird because I don't obsess about things.
Not you. Never.
No. Not at all.
Never once have you been obsessed by anything.
Guys, I have a confession to make.
It's shocking.
You know, Chris, that's going to be your shirt. I'm going to make a shirt that says, guys, I have a confession to make.
that is a very Chris thing, yes.
I feel Jacob should get half the royalties for that, because it all started with him. That incident in the field that one day, and him denying he had any involvement, and then a few months later we're just all hanging out, he's like, guys, I have a confession, and then told us something we already knew. I don't know if he'd want the story broadcast, so, but
probably safe not to broadcast.
You know the story. If anybody wants the official story, feel free to reach out. I'm on Instagram.
I also know the story.
But yeah, we're all sitting around, he's like, guys, I have a confession. It was me. And we all just look at him and like, of course it was you. He's like, you guys knew? We're like, yeah, dummy. There's no way we couldn't know.
It's like, I mean, Stevie Wonder could have saw that it was him. good
old Jacob. It was amazing. Did I tell you I bumped into him at Hanny's the other day?
No, you didn't.
The Essex one? Yeah, I was going for my daily visit. And then I like parked and I see him walk across the parking lot. I'm like, stop. And he spun around, and then we talked for a little bit.
I should walk over and get lunch from him tomorrow or something.
I think I told him about my birthday party, but I'll text him when he gets closer and invite him, since I think he's been to everyone. I'm trying to expand my guest list from the usuals, but I think it's going to end up being the usuals.
Isn't that, I can't say the first one, but my first one. Because they were in New Hampshire at that time, still.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. But it worked out good that they go to the girls' party, and then anybody that I miss, I can invite from there. It's going to be a busy weekend, because I have the girls' party Saturday afternoon, my party Saturday night, and then Sunday I'm going to Canada with Kyle.
Damn, son, you got a full plate.
Yeah, popped up on Instagram that they're going to have a live event in Laval. Text Kyle, like, you wanna go? He's like, yeah. Alright, cool.
Canada.
You get out of here with that.
Which one? Courtney's actual singing or my ho 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 version?
I was gonna say
I know the words. I've been to enough hockey games. It is a beautiful anthem though. I like it.
You know, maybe that's the next tournament we should do. National anthems.
Play a clip.
Yeah, each one.
I know you guys don't watch F1, Formula One racing. But yeah, at the end of it, when the people are on the podium, they play, whoever wins, they play their national anthem. And then the team that won.
That should be my shirt. Just no.
They play their national anthem, and Red Bull has won every race, or a Red Bull driver has won every race this year. So I've heard the Austrian national anthem after every race. It's a nice sounding anthem. They only have the instrumentals, but it has a really good melody. And I've heard it a lot this year.
So it's going to be a new karaoke song when you go downtown?
I got to learn the words, but it's all in Austrian.
Pitter patter.
That's a language, right? They don't speak German there.
No, I think they speak Austrian.
I don't know.
This isn't a history class or a geography class. I don't know. I don't know these things.
We had our history week a couple weeks ago.
Well, as I was telling you guys, I really didn't have a thought out plan for this week's episode. I know we were going to have some fun with some, this is just kind of how it worked out, with some wedding themed Am I the Asshole stories. And
well, before Chris, we start the assholery, so when I was talking with Sarah today, like, she's talking about like the potential of her and her beau getting engaged in a couple of years. And so, yeah, the problem with the wedding is like, he doesn't have any friends and I have a lot. So like, if we did an actual wedding, there'd be no way. It'd look weird to have all my friends lined up and then him with nobody. And I volunteered my services to be a stand-in. Like, granted, I've said two words to him ever, but if you need a body just to stand up there to even out numbers, I got you. So I'm trying to weasel my way into being groomsman for somebody I don't even know.
That sounds like you.
Yeah.
And then I told her how you were like
potentially being rented.
Slash being rented out to the other party if need be.
Being rented out. Fine. Fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. She's one of the few people I voluntarily hug, so it's fine.
That is a real short list.
Yeah, I know. Did you tell her that after?
I don't remember if I did or not.
Yeah.
I was still in shock that you doled out a hug, so.
One of the few people I voluntarily hug. She's on the list.
Because you hug nobody, I hug everybody, and I feel AJ's like right in the middle.
It depends. Yeah, I'm definitely the middle person for this.
He's not opposed to hugging, but he's not as horrid with his hugging as I am. He won't hug total strangers like I will. Well, Courtney just arms straight to the side and just, no.
It's just psychopathic.
What?
Strangers. Gross.
He's a hug whore.
To be fair, it's only when I'm drunk that I hug strangers. But like, if somebody
I'm pretty sure I've seen you sober hug a stranger, so.
Probably.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I have.
There's just nothing wrong with hugging people.
Pretty you gross. Do you, boo. You do you.
Pretty gross.
That's not gross. I'm not going to give sweaty hugs to people.
You
That's
don't.
Gross.
Did you?
Nothing wrong with, I'm just trying to spread the love.
Okay, but again, kind of before we go into the asshole territory, do you guys, I don't know how I want to word this. So, have you ever met anyone who is like the creepy hugger? Like that guy, like I call it the Me Too guy. He's like, well, where's my hug? Where's my hug? Have you ever known anybody like that?
Who hasn't?
I don't know why Chris talking of like hugging strangers triggered me. But like, I just remember there was this one kid in college who was like that to like all the girls. He's like, oh, hey, where's my hug? It's like,
dude, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where that happens.
I did have a customer. There was it's like, I have my old ladies that I hug, and then the random guy's like, where's my hug? So I gave him a hug, but it wasn't creepy. He was just being funny. So I gave him a hug.
See, that's fine. That's just committing to the bit.
Like going up to like random girls that are hugging somebody and say, well, that's creepy.
Well, I always feel like the most awkward experiences too are like, I remember I was meeting somebody for the first time and I was with a friend that I've known for a while. And like they hugged each other, and then my friend is actually, oh, doesn't AJ get a hug? And I'm like, dude, you don't ask that. Like, I don't know this person. I don't want a hug from them, and they probably don't want a hug from me.
It's like when I made Ethan hug me at your house.
Funnily enough, the story is about Ethan.
I kind of figured.
It's like, Ethan, chill, dude. I don't know this person yet. I'd like. I don't want to hug them. They don't want to hug me. It's all good.
Which is why he was so like, oh, I don't know if she'll want to hug. Sorry, I've known you for years now.
I guess just because growing up, I was in a very huggy family. Like, everybody hugs each other and stuff. So it just seems normal just to hug people. And I didn't realize there were so many people that were vehemently against hugging till I got older. And then, like, be talking and like, why don't you get them a hug? It's like, because that's what you do. But now there's some people like Courtney, you, Kathleen is another very much non-hugger.
That's why I love Kathleen.
Marie is very anti-hug.
So, I also love Marie. See?
You non-huggers unite.
Yeah.
There we go. Another t-shirt. Non-huggers unite.
In the entire time I've known Kathleen, I think I've gotten 4 hugs ever. Maybe.
I love that energy.
Is that who you strive to be?
Honestly, yeah.
Well, then, like, 2 of the people that worked in grocery leaving, she gave them hugs. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, I've known you for like a decade and a half, and I've got like 5 hugs, and these people get hugs? And she gave me a pity hug. I'm like, I don't want a fucking pity hug. I wanted to mean something, damn it.
But it's a hug from a person that doesn't hug. That does mean something.
No. Yeah, even if it is a pity hug.
No, not when they go, oh, do you want a hug? No.
That's that a makes pity it hug. Even better.
No, it doesn't.
Chris, why are you so salty?
Team Kathleen.
You got your hug.
Not same. I don't want
again, pity. Like, I'm not like adamantly against hugs. Like, again, like I'm in the middle. Like, if someone, I guess it depends. Like, it has to be somebody I know, or at least I know sort of. But like, again, if like a stranger wanted a hug, I'd be like, nah, fam. It's a little sus.
It I've been known like to walk doing. In the opposite direction.
It's like Courtney bails before the hug's even an option.
Yep.
It's like I that Simpsons gif where the old man walks into the door and turns, goes right out.
Yes. Oh, they're going to say where Homer disappears into the hedges.
Oh, that too.
You have to get hugged. Courtney just dies behind some shrubs.
Yes. Correct. I use that gif a lot.
Honestly, same. Okay. It's just a really good gift to use.
It describes my life.
All right, y'all. Who's ready to go to some
make
weddings?
Me angry.
I have mine potted up. It's a short one, which is the reason I picked it. So, am I the jerk for backing out of being a bridesmaid? I've been friends with the bride since 4th grade. We're both now 30. She's engaged and asked me to be a bridesmaid. I said, hell yeah! My partner died earlier this year, and on the night it happened, I made a post on Instagram about it. She sent me a message asking what happened, and I simply said, Blake has passed, and that was it. She read it, did not respond or call, so that was really hurtful. 2 months later, her wedding invite arrives, and it's addressed to me and Blake. This was obviously incredibly triggering to me. Please keep in mind, she had not spoken to me since the night he passed. I immediately called her to remind her just exactly why Blake can't attend, and that I will also no longer be able to be her bridesmaid nor attend. She was upset with my reaction and said that, with all her wedding planning, it slipped her mind. Now, some of her friends agree with me. Some say my grief has made me overly sensitive, and I should accept her mistake. The wedding party and our mutual friends are split on this. I'm not backing down on this, though, and she thinks I'm the jerk here, because I should understand how stressful planning a wedding is, and that she's being scatterbrained. I think it's fucked up that someone I thought was my best friend for 21 years would not only not check on me during my mourning period, but also not apologize for sending me an invite addressed to both of us.
Yikes. Oh, man. That one.
There's no updates for this one. I just want to preface. It was posted, but the screenshots were posted, so not the actual like feed for it.
Okay.
So I don't have any updates on anything for it. We can make up updates for them if you'd like, but that's all I have for that story. So who's the jerk, the bride or the bridesmaid?
Well, if it's her best friend, like, definitely the bride. Like, her partner passed. Like, I can't even imagine, like, what that person's feeling. Like, it could simply have been, like, a simple mistake addressing it to them together, since, like, I know planning a wedding is pretty stressful, but still, at the same time, like, not checking in with your friend after, like, her partner passed, that's a little...
The invite thing, I can kind of wrap my head around as being just a mistake, because if it's was like 2 months out from the wedding, she probably had those already done and just put it in the mail and forgot to change it, or they like sent the names into service and the service did it and sent them out, and she just didn't go in and change it to, or they might have already been done and already on their way. So that part I can understand about it being a clerical error. The not checking in part, I don't understand, especially if it's like your one of your best friends.
Yeah, you think there would have been like some sort of like after the initial conversation where she's like, hey, what happened to so and so? Like, you think she would have followed up like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Anything, you know, like anything. Just not like ghosting her for like, I don't know, however long it was. It's kind of shitty.
Courtney, are you muted or?
I am not muted.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were ranting and raving and forgot you're on mute again.
No, listening to last week's episode, I was like, I just was so angry, so I'm going to let them go first this time, because I went first every time last week because I was just so angry about all of them. I agree with you, Chris. I think that the invite, though definitely I can imagine not easy to receive with her deceased partner's name on it, I can easily see that being a clerical error, or they were already printed, that kind of situation. So that I can look by. I don't love it because I feel like I've never planned a wedding, but I feel like you always have extras on hand that aren't addressed and like fancy printed. So I feel like one of those could have been sent to her maybe instead. I feel like it could have been avoided, but again, I've never planned a wedding. So, but I agree, like, just to not talk to them, like, regardless of what's going on in my life, I'm constantly, like, if I haven't heard from, like, you guys, if I haven't heard from you guys in, like, a week or two, I'm like, hi! Oh, I don't see how that could be possible, especially, like, if either of you like were to lose a partner, I would not just not speak to you for 2 months until you call me angry.
I mean, there's like sometimes I'll go where I just don't really want to talk to anybody for a few days, but I'll at least send a couple TikToks so people know I'm alive, or send a meme on Instagram. That's my way of communicating. Be like, hey, I'm still alive. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. But like, just her friend just not like communicating at all is like super, super shitty.
Yeah.
Because the night she they called or texted or however they communicated, and just not being left on read. If she would have said like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. If you need anything, reach out. I'm sure she would have even done that. Everything would have been fine.
Yeah. Anything. Just not ghosted.
I'm going to go with, because usually I think you leave like, give like 2 months before you send out the invitations. So there was time for her to kind of like still adjust her plan. So I'm going to go with she's not, the bride is the asshole, not the friend.
Yeah, definitely bride is the asshole, not the friend.
If for no reason, just for not checking in, that makes her the asshole.
Yes.
I'm so willing to let it slide on the invitation thing.
Same.
All right, time for our next story. Oh, this one is, am I the asshole for sending my sister a thank you note for the, and this is in quotation mark, gift she gave my husband and I at our wedding?
It sounds like the How I Met Your Mother thing with Ted and the thank you notes.
A little background. I, 24 female, married my husband, 23 male, last month. It was a beautiful ceremony. I am currently 27 weeks pregnant. I was 24 weeks at the wedding. My sister, 28 female, was not invited. she has a substance abuse issue in undiagnosed BPD. She also has a history of physically assaulting me. My parents invited my sister despite myself and my now husband not wanting her at my wedding. They insisted the whole time they would watch her and swore she'd be on her best behavior. She ended up going off multiple times, causing several huge scenes. When my maid of honor asked if I wanted her removed, my parents wouldn't let me ask her to leave because she had no way of getting home. Well, all of these behaviors happened. My parents shrugged it off and said, "Sorry, we can't control her actions." The entire night before the wedding and day of, she was coughing on everything. She even got sent home from work the day before, but insisted it was allergies. She ended up getting me and my husband sick, and we spent our wedding night and the next night in the ER. My parents kept on insisting she had allergies and couldn't have been the one that got me sick. They kept insisting I had allergies too, and only went to the hospital because I didn't want to clean up afterwards. So, every time I talk to my mom, now she asks if I have sent out thank you cards. I am so tempted to write my sister one saying thank you for getting us sick and endangering our unborn child. By the way, she will never be in our lives or near me or my family again. I know this will bring me a mountain of shit from my parents, but I am so tired of being railroaded every time I say I don't want to be around her. I can also add way more detail if anyone wants them, so obviously it's petty, but maybe worth it. Am I the asshole? And before we continue, there are some more edits. Lots of people are asking why I didn't kick my parents out of the wedding. Number one, most importantly, this day was about my husband and me. Should say my husband and I, but I'm not a grammar Nazi. I didn't want to draw any attention to her by doing something like calling the police or even acknowledging what she was doing in the moment. If I called her out, she would have had a bigger crowd to scream in front of, and honestly, I didn't want to give her any opportunity for attention that didn't belong to her. Number two, I didn't want to give her the satisfaction of thinking she ruined my wedding. Her whole goal was to get a rise out of me, and I barely said two words to her all day. On the phone, my mom gave a half-ass apology and said, "Sorry, your sister ruined your wedding," but she didn't. So, she tried, but I still had an amazing day and my amazing friends and partner. Number three, if I kicked out my parents too, there would have been more stress and problems. My mom provided all the food and she absolutely would have taken it with her. And again, I didn't want my wedding memories to be tainted so much. I just wanted a normal wedding with parents that respected my wishes. Unfortunately, I did not get that, but still had an amazing day. Edit 2. My sister is the only person who could have gotten me sick, as I saw her over 72 hours before the wedding day. I also really don't care if she wasn't the person who got me sick at this point. You can't convince me it wasn't her, especially because she came to the wedding sick and uninvited. With all that out of the way, sound off, y'all.
There's way too many things. Okay, so original post, without edits, I was thinking you don't get sick and you don't get exposed to someone who is sick and immediately have to go, like, to the emergency room. That's not how it works. That's not how any virus works. I still can't really be convinced that it was her, but that's fine. Parents just being like, meh, don't know what to do. That's kind of an asshole move, but I can also get it to a degree. I don't like it, but
yeah, it's the getting sick part. Like, I agree with Courtney. It's like, you have to, like, was it takes 7 days to get it, 7 days to get rid of it, or seven days to get it, 7 days to have it, 7 days to get over it, or something like that. Like a common cold. I don't know if that's how all sicknesses work. They didn't really say exactly what she had, but it doesn't seem like just being around somebody for a couple days, you'd start to show symptoms that soon.
Well, and also, like, if parents are claiming the sister has allergies, that means they're like cold and flu-like symptoms, why on earth would you go to the emergency room? You and your husband go to the emergency room for flu-like symptoms.
Again, I am not someone who's been pregnant before, so I don't know. Maybe they were just concerned about the baby.
Yes, baby, perhaps. I would just call the doctor in like the off hours and have the doctor call me. I also have not been pregnant, but if I'm concerned, I wouldn't just run to the emergency room and sit in a room full of sick, bleeding people. If I'm pregnant and, you know, already kind of immunocompromised because of that, I feel like that's not what I would do. But again, I've not been pregnant, so.
Yeah, none of us are medical professionals, but.
Yeah, that part of the story just seems a little weird to me.
I don't think there's any common illnesses that would affect the baby. Like if you got a cold, or I don't even think if you were, maybe if you had COVID, that might affect the baby, but just like a common sickness isn't going to affect the development of the baby.
And it also seemed like the husband was like sick as well. Like that's the impression I got. Like they both went because they were both sick. It wasn't like he was going because she was.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, we don't know. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. It just feels like she was looking for something to blame, and that like any possible blame she could put on her sister, she's putting on her sister, is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like the parents are assholes for inviting the sister when she clearly wasn't invited. But like the whole sickness thing, like I don't know.
Yeah, I think the parents are assholes for inviting the sister, knowing that the bride didn't want her sister there. But I don't know. It feels like a bunch of drama that didn't need to happen. Just ignore her. Go about your day. Like enjoy your day.
Amen.
I found a short one that I feel Courtney will have some opinions on.
Why are you trying to make me angry?
This is funny. It's called content, Courtney.
Me screaming.
So it's a 20-year-old female talking about her 20-year-old boyfriend. My boyfriend said I was embarrassing him while I was giving birth to our baby.
Oh.
Quick reactions. Who do you think's the asshole?
He is.
Definitely the baby.
Let's find out.
Embarrassing. So sorry. I'm having a child. Pardon me.
You wait till you hear the reasons.
Oh, God.
I'm already angry. I said angry.
You're angry? Oh, Courtney's angry over there. Oh, poor Courtney.
So angry, I can't even speak already.
We have been in a relationship for 1 year and have had a baby boy last week. I had a natural birth and my boyfriend was there throughout the whole process. I screamed a lot. And each time I did, he whispered something like, "Can you stop screaming? You're really embarrassing me." I also threw up a few times and I saw him cover his face in shame. When I held the midwife's hand for comfort, he whispered, "Legarher, stop being so embarrassing." And also said my birthing position was embarrassing and called me a few vulgar names. I'm really upset about this behavior or that day, especially when it was when I needed him to support me the most. When I try to talk to him about it, he denies ever saying it and that I'm being silly.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. I hate it.
I told you it was a short one.
I hate it. I hate everything. I want to punch him in the face. Curb stomp him. What? What?
My dude. Oh my God.
I run for the hills, honey. Run for them hills.
I know Reddit is always quick to be like, "Oh, you should break up," or "Oh, you should divorce him." But no, no, girl, get away from him. You take the baby and run. Jesus Christ.
What? Oh, my gosh. You're screaming. No, duh. You try to push a freaking human out of your vagina.
It's you don't okay, have one, babe. But, you know. It's okay. I push out a large poop. I know the pain. It's totally the same thing. Stop embarrassing me, babe. Stop screaming. God.
Oh my God. I'm so.
I feel his age is important to his reaction since he's 20.
No.
Calm down. I wasn't justifying it. I was saying that's probably why he did it, because he's an immature douchebag.
No, his age has nothing to do with it. It's just an immature douchebag.
I do have one. There was one that posted in the comments that you will look on in a more favorable light. Because this just shows the difference of what like 4 or 5 years can make. I, 24 female, literally shat myself a lot while having a contraction.
No shit.
While having an attraction, and then my water broke a minute after. My husband, 25 male, helped the nurse clean me up. Then he helped hold me up as I delivered our son, not to mention him holding everything together at home the whole time and constantly being present and ready to help at any moment.
That's how you do it. Take notes.
I still say that has nothing to do with age. That just has to do with what kind of person you are. Mm-hmm. Period.
I'm not justifying his behavior because I think it's aberrant, but or abhorrent, however you want to pronounce it. I could never imagine acting that way while a woman is delivering my child. They could do whatever they wanted. Scream, puke, shit yourself, do whatever. As long as the baby comes out healthy and happy and mother's happy and healthy, then whatever happens in that process, it is what it is. It's all part of the miracle of life.
Like, did he go into this thing thinking it was going to be like all rainbows and unicorns and sunshine?
Yeah, what the hell did he expect?
He probably thought she'd sneeze and there'd be a baby in her arms after. She's like, achoo! Oh, look, I gave birth.
Probably thought a fucking stork was going to drop it off. Jesus.
And I know for some women, they're in labor for like, I don't know, half hour. Hold on, don't jump ahead. I'm doing the short version first. Sometimes they'll do like their water will break, and by the time they get to the hospital, the baby's already here. Like barely any pushing, baby just kind of falls out of them. Everybody's happy, healthy. Other side of the coin, some women are in labor for like 24 to 48 hours. It's constant pushing. A lot of, I guess, bodily functions and stuff like that. A lot of pain. It's weird with childbirth. Like you hear some people, it's like, oh, it's the easiest thing ever. It was just a little discomfort, and then we had a baby, and everybody's so happy. And others are like, I was at the hospital for a day and a half. They had to cut the baby out of me. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's weird how it works out. But no, you should never get mad at your baby mama for anything that happens during the child rearing process. Because again, they're doing literally all the work.
Yeah.
The male part of conception is very, very minimal. So yeah, they should be allowed to scream, grunt, cry, chat, do whatever.
The whole like 40 weeks, the whole time, they get to do whatever they want. Period.
Yep.
And even after the baby's born, they get carte blanche to do whatever, at least for a little while, because you have all the postpartum stuff. Like they get a real long leash with stuff like that.
And at the same time, it's just being like a supportive partner as well. It's just like
helping a gentleman.
Helping a decent human.
Is these days, I tell you.
Christ. Alrighty. Moving on to the next one. Am I the asshole for telling my cousin I'm not having a child-free wedding? Her daughter just isn't invited. Alrighty, strap in, folks. I, 27 male, am getting married in the fall to my fiance, 25 female, and we decided that friends and family can bring their kids, since for the most part the kids are well behaved and will be with a sitter for the night so the parents can enjoy the festivities. The only exception is my cousin Linda's daughter, Carrie, who is 12. Linda's entitled and selfish, and she's made her daughter entitled and selfish. 2 years ago, my other cousin, Linda's sister, Lily, got married, and Carrie ruined the wedding by throwing a tantrum and destroying the cake because she was jealous that Lily's daughter was the flower girl. Linda recently called me up to talk and brought up child-free weddings and how terrible they are. Her invitation said nothing about child-free weddings. It had her name and her husband's name on it, and no plus one or anything to indicate Carrie could come. I told her I wasn't having a child. Carrie just wasn't invited because of what happened at Lily's wedding. I don't want a repeat of Carrie seeing she's not the flower girl again and throwing another fit. Linda has since gotten all her friends and a few people in the family who've taken her side to bombard me. My fiancé and family would text about how selfish we are for purposely excluding one child while everyone else can bring their children. Edit, everyone keeps asking why invite Linda at all. My family is very big on family is everything, family first, and respect your elders. If I'd not invited Linda and her husband at all, the shitstorm would have been much bigger, and the majority of my family would be calling me to tell me to invite her. Who's the asshole?
The easy solution is just let the girl be the flower girl, and then she won't throw a tantrum. Problem solved. Next story.
That's rewarding bad behavior,
Chris. I'm kidding.
Someone's like, not the asshole. Uninvite anyone that complains. I agree. It's your wedding. You can invite who the fuck you want.
Yep. And you can change your mind about who you've invited for a wedding. Like, yeah. Do what you want. It's your day. You and your partner's day. Like,
it's her day. It's not her partner's day. Don't be silly. The wedding's never about the guy. It's like childbirth. The guy's part is very minimal. It's just to show up and be supportive.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, no. Uninvite. Not the asshole. Asshole being the one. Asshole is the one.
Yeah.
Throwing a fit that they can't bring their problematic child because they raised them to be a problematic person as just like they are.
I definitely feel like, I guess it's easier said than done, but like, again, just, I know the person says like it'd be a bigger shitstorm, but it's your wedding. You don't have to invite your family if you don't want to.
Damn right.
It's that simple.
I don't know. I feel there's certain family members that, you said it was her cousin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, then no. If it was like her sister and she said her niece couldn't come, that's probably pushing a little bit. But if it's a cousin, no. Yes. I had a bunch of cousins I didn't invite to my wedding, not because I didn't like them. It's just I didn't really think about it. But yeah, like extended family like that, you shouldn't have to invite them.
Yeah, you shouldn't have that obligation in a lot of aspects in life with family. It's like, you don't have to be obligated just because they're your family. If they're pieces of shit, you don't have to do anything with them.
Correct.
I'm assuming that OP comes from like an Italian family, because I know they're real big on making sure every family member that's still alive gets invited to stuff. If that's the case, then it's slightly more complicated, because like, for, I know like with the Italian, they're like big on like the whole family aspect, so they're pretty much expected.
They go to a fucking Olive Garden then.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Somebody has to have a contrary opinion sometimes on this show. We all can't agree on everything.
I'm down, Taz.
Yeah.
All right, I got one more story. I'm not sure if you have another one.
I'll see if I can find a quick one. But yeah, if you do yours, I'll parse through real quick.
All right. Keeping on with our wedding theme, this one is, am I the asshole for telling my sister that she no longer has to worry about me being a distraction at her wedding because I won't be going? There's background that might not be relevant, but I'll throw it in just in case people need it. My sister is, I'm Engie.
That's my shirt. No, I'm Engie.
I'll get right on it after this. My sister is 2 years younger than me. Growing up, she would always come to me for help with things our parents wanted her to do alone or for money. Because I had money young from helping out my best friend's grandparents, who would always throw us $5 or $10 for doing stuff for them. But my sister was a very popular kid and had a bunch of friends who were popular, and I was not. So she never liked being seen to me. When we got older, it was worse because she'd ask to borrow money or she asked me to drive her home from school. But if I dared approach her around her friends, she'd get so mad and say it was embarrassing to be seen with me. She and her friends used to make fun of me and my best friend, too, because he's a guy and they said we were secretly dating or he was secretly gay. She threw out some wild shit just to fit in. It annoyed the crap out of me because she always wanted something when none of her friends were around. I say we weren't at all close in that time, despite me giving in normally, because I did love her, but she was shitty to me and to my friend. As adults, we're now 26 and 28. I would say our relationship's gotten better eventually, and she seems to improve a lot as a person. She even apologized to me and my best friend for going along, spreading the rumors about us. She even asked me to be her maid of honor, which shocked me because I didn't ask her to be mine. I thought we were finally starting to be close as sisters, but she started treating me like shit again. She wanted me to change my hair completely. My hair is pink and all textured. Then she wanted me to cover up the two tattoos I have, one which represents my kids, and told me I looked like a biker, not a bridesmaid. When we went dress shopping, she'd always have something negative to say about the dress that they had me try, while she was crazy about her friend's dresses. After a few months, she told me that she felt like I would be too distracting on her wedding day, and would I mind being a regular guest and not a bridesmaid? Something clicked for me then, and I told her not to worry about me being a distraction because not only would I step down as her maid of honor, but I would keep myself away from her wedding and do her the kindness of not being there when she secretly be there clearly when she's still embarrassed to me like she was as a kid. She freaked out and said she never said she didn't want me there. She told me I'm her sister and I should be there. My parents were so disappointed when they learned what happened, but said they understood my decision and it was probably for the best overall. My sister's fiancé accused me of holding the past against her and overreacting to what she wants for her wedding day, and I should do better. My sister cried down the phone to me. That's a weird sentence. My sister cried down the phone to me, asking why I'm being mean to her. Am I the asshole? I think it went to say cry on the phone, but it says cried down the phone.
No, I've heard that. I feel like Southern. It's kind of like a Southern thing.
Okay, then.
No, I don't think she's the asshole. Why make put yourself through, like, sure, their relationship got better for a while, but, like, you don't need to, like, put yourself through that, like, Bridezilla level 1000. Like, this is who I am. If you don't like it, you shouldn't have asked me to be your maid of honor. Don't ask me to change my hair, cover my tattoos, like, no.
No, exactly. It's like, if you don't accept me for who I am, why did you ask me to be your maid of honor in the first place?
Exactly.
And I definitely feel like her sister is definitely still living in the past. Like, I don't think it was... I think her fiancé saying, like, holding the past against her is like, nah, the sister's doing a good job doing that herself.
Yeah.
I've always just subscribed to whatever the bride wants on her day, the bride gets. I know some people, like you said, turn into bridezillas, but we just talked about it. At the end of the day, it's their day, so it's like, if they're reasonable accommodations that the bride's asking for, then...
Yeah, reasonable. Changing your hair from something like you want, you have it as... I don't feel that's reasonable.
Covering you don't have to change it for like a couple days. It's not.
You can't just like dye your hair one color and then dye it back in a few days, though. That's so unhealthy for your hair.
Wear a wig.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't like that either. It's still changing.
I just don't get why people get so obsessive and like controlling during weddings. It's like, I get it's supposed to be like a big day in a lot of people's lives. But just like shit happens.
Just wait till you have one. I'm sure a lot of it too is a lot of stress and stuff. So she may have overreacted to a few things. But I kind of get it. I'm not saying she's any less of an asshole, but I kind of understand.
I think this is the first time this year that I've considered myself an adult. I just feel more adulty this year. It's like, adulting.
Is it because there's a child involved?
No, I just mean in general. Okay. It's just like, I just feel like, I don't know, it's weird. Ever since like 30 hit, it's like, all right, all downhill from here.
Well, if it just wasn't so fucking expensive to live in this state, then.
I wouldn't say just the state, it's just expensive to live in general.
Well, like, inflation. And then on top of just living in an expensive state, like, it's just impossible.
Everybody talks about, like, wanting to move here. It's like, why? There's nothing here, and it's stupid expensive. It's like, oh, yeah, so you can see the foliage for, like, a week and a half out of the year.
The what?
The foliage. Or the foliage.
The foliage.
Hey, y'all gonna see the foliage over there.
I've heard it pronounced both ways. It's the older people usually say foliage.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an I in there.
Well, it's Vermont. You omit letters like the T at the end of words.
We really
or
do.
In the middle of words. Like, nobody says Bolton. It's Bolton. In Vermont. Nobody says Vermont.
Or like, Milton. I remember when I went to college, like, I wasn't made fun of, but, like, I think it was my public speaking teacher was like, you really got to enunciate your words. You really got to add that T. I'm like, dude, I'm from Vermont. No one does the T's. It's just Vermont. Like, you get what you get with me.
It's a whisper. The T's are there. They're just whispered. We give Vermont. Up on them halfway through. Because we don't completely ignore it. We don't say, like, Millen. It's there. It's just...
Milton. Milton.
Right. Just a whisper. We whisper the teeth.
Well, it says Milton. It's Milton.
Right. And again, it's still there. Otherwise, it'd be Millen.
Or Bolton.
Bolton?
Nobody says Bolton. It's Bolton.
I say Bolton. Bolton is the only one that I actually say the T.
That sounds weird.
Let's keep on Bolton.
Bolton. It's upsetting to my ears to hear that T pronounced.
Bolton?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Bolton.
Bolton. Bolton. Bolton.
We're going to go to the girls' party in Bolton.
Is this what it's like to be on the other side when you find something that annoys somebody, you just hammer it into the ground?
What, you don't want to go to Bolton?
Yeah, Chris, you don't want to go to Bolton? You go to Bolton every week. Especially since you
grew up there.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful place down in Bolton.
Family dinner in Bolton every week on Sunday.
It's okay, because I know this is slowly killing AJ inside to pronounce that T too, so.
Not really. I'm enjoying this. Weird. You sound weird.
Bolton sounds weird. Pronouncing it correctly. Bolton.
Bolt. I think on that note.
What bothered me worse is you didn't say the edited, but you said bolt and then just left it. Because bolt is fine, because that's a word.
It's like legend, wait for it. Dairy. Legendary.
Yeah, I was about to chime in with that part.
But no, I think definitely Vermonters have an interesting way of speaking. And now I am subconsciously listening to myself, making sure I'm pronouncing everything right. Which I guess I am kind of getting annoyed at myself. But anyway.
AJ, I had a great idea too.
What is your great idea?
So I think this year for my birthday party, you know how we usually have a table where the drinks are?
Yes.
I really feel like we need to jazz up that table. We should put like a banner down.
Mm-hmm. I knew it's coming.
It's shit name. We should treat it like a bar, like an apartment themed bar. Now, if only we had a good name for that bar.
Been a long time since you've puzzled me.
You know, Chris.
There's another Vermont thing.
Party! That's it! Puzzles! You got puzzles. It! But now, no. AJ, why would we name the bar Puzzles?
You see, Chris, that's the
puzzle.
If I could find it, I'm going to put the Puzzles theme song in here.
Oh, please do. It's on Spotify.
I don't care. We'll get a copyright strike or something. It's worth it.
And we're still the only two people that find that funny. There's been nary a person ever that we've told this to that has found it as funny as we do, or funny at all.
It's fine, it's usually, you know?
It's usually just met with anger.
I kind of like it like that. It brings me joy.
When I was with Allie, there was like, because you know how much she hated it.
Oh, do I?
I don't remember if I told you or not, but there was one time she had come for Sunday dinner, and like we were talking about Burlington or something like that, and there was like a vacant building, and my dad is like, that'd be a good place for a bar. I fucking lost it. He's like, no. He was laughing so hard, and everybody was except for her. She got so upset. She's like, not you too. But of anybody, my dad, because I didn't set him up for it. He had just known, because he's not talkative like I am. He's very like low key. Well, there are little jokes every once in a while, but yeah, he's
what?
I may look like him and have his sense of humor, but in terms of like outgoingness and talkativeness, polar opposites.
No. So when he just
dropped that one, I wasn't ready for it.
He's the type of person that has the good ones. Like they sneak up. It's like not often, but when they are, they hit.
Because he doesn't try like we do.
No, the organic ones are the best.
Because we'll strike out a lot before we hit a home run.
A lot.
Listen.
A lot.
No, that should be your shirt, Courtney. Just listen.
I mean, I got yelled at last time. You know, listen is my thing, so.
I will allow you to borrow it for your shirt.
Because that is definitely more my thing. No. Or listen.
No, yeah. Just cutting yourself off at the legs.
Well, friends, I think on that note, I'm going to wrap things up for this week. I appreciate y'all. I can't speak. Fucking A. Appreciate y'all hopping on. Okay. Listen.
It has to happen every week.
As always, I appreciate y'all joining me for this fun-filled adventure. And hope you all have a fantastic rest of your week. Hope you are hashtag blessed. Ugh. And we will catch you on the next one. And shout out to all my friends listening in Bolton.
Hate you.
We'll catch you later, y'all.
Boop you in the nose. Au revoir.
Bolton.